stories from all over the world. Narration, Katie Haig. Lovely Ljonka. There was once a king's son who told his father that he wished to marry.
"No, no," said the king. "You must not be in such a hurry. Wait till you have done some great deed. My father did not let me marry till I had won the golden sword you see me wear."
The prince was much disappointed, but he never dreamed of disobeying his father, and he began to think with all his might what he could do. It was no use staying at home, so one day he wandered out into the world to try his luck, and as he walked along, he came to a little hut in which he found an old woman crouching over the fire.
"Good evening, Mother. I see you have lived long in this world. Do you know anything about the three bulrushes?"
"Yes, indeed. I've lived long and been much about in the world, but I have never seen or heard anything of what you ask. Still, if you wait till tomorrow, I may be able to tell you something."
Well, he waited till the morning, and quite early the old woman appeared and took out a little pipe and blew in it, and in a moment all the crows in the world were flying about her. Not one was missing. Then she asked if they knew anything about the three bulrushes, but not one of them did. The prince went on his way, and a little further on he found another hut in which lived an old man. On being questioned, the old man said he knew nothing, but begged the prince to stay overnight. And the next morning, the old man called all the ravens together, but they too had nothing to tell. The prince bade him farewell and set out. He wandered so far that he crossed several kingdoms, and at last, one evening, he came to a little house in which was an old woman.
"Good evening, dear mother," said he politely.
"Good evening to you, my dear son," answered the old woman. "It's lucky for you that you spoke to me, or you would have met with a horrible death. But may I ask where you're going?"
"I'm seeking the three bulrushes. Do you know anything about them?"
"I don't know anything myself, but wait till tomorrow. Perhaps I can tell you then."
So the next morning she blew on her pipe, and lo and behold, every magpie in the world flew up. That is to say, all the magpies except one, who had broken a leg and a wing. The old woman sent after it at once, and when she questioned the magpies, the crippled one was the only one who knew where the three bulrushes were. Then the prince started off with the lame magpie. They went on and on till they reached a great stone wall, many, many feet high.
"Now, prince," said the magpie, "the three bulrushes are behind that wall."
The prince wasted no time. He set his horse at the wall and leapt over it. Then he looked about for the three bulrushes, pulled them up, and set off with them on his way home. As he rode along, one of the bulrushes happened to knock against something. It split open, and only think, out sprang a lovely girl, who said, "My heart's love, you are mine, and I am yours. Do give me a glass of water." But how could the prince give it her when there was no water at hand? So the lovely maiden flew away. He split the second bulrush as an experiment, and just the same thing happened. How careful he was of the third bulrush! He waited till he came to a well, and there he split it open, and out sprang a maiden 7 times lovelier than either of the others, and she too said, "My heart's love, I am yours, and you are mine. Do give me a glass of water." This time the water was ready, and the girl did not fly away, but she and the prince promised to love each other always. Then they set out for home. They soon reached the prince's country, and as he wished to bring his promised bride back in a fine coach, he went on to the town to fetch one. In the field where the well was, the king's swineherds and cattle